Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it.
Or one time we didn't.
Yeah. We should have a tally of all the times we've believed it and all the times we've not.
Yeah, I think
you're
right. If
we could get an infographic on that, that would be amazing.
If a listener can get in on that, maybe make up a.
If you're on the Data is Beautiful like subreddits, if you like numbers, letters, alphabets, things like that, type it up.
Yeah, type it.
Yeah, don't worry. We will credit all work, all sources, anything. Don't stress. We're not stealing. Mm-hmm. We're sharing.
We're sharing, exactly. And Damien, what's new with you? What's happening?
I just had a cold this weekend, so I'm still a little congested. But
yeah, I am very congested, but I had COVID-19.
Yes.
COVID-19.
I don't believe I had COVID-19. Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I was out for a week. Mm. I started feeling sick like last Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before. And then, the day before, I didn't get any much sleep, and then we recorded, and then I finished a rough cut of the new video, and I was drinking a lot of coffee, so I thought I was just, like, over-caffeinated, and, like,
yeah,
because my heart was kind of going fast and stuff, and I was like, okay. And then the next morning, I was feeling kind of gross, and I still thought it was the same thing, like, almost like a coffee hangover, and then, like, I think by noon that day, I was like, oh, no, I'm just sick.
Yeah, I kind of had that. It was the first day when it was like really cold last weekend.
Yeah.
And I thought just that it was really dry, so I had a scratchy throat, and then it just held on. I'm like, no, that's not what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a tennis ball right in here.
I did the one test, and I put the drops in, and then it was like immediately both bars. It's like, okay, yep, that's the COVID. And feel a little better now, just congested.
That's good. Have you even left your house? Where did you catch it? Who gave it to you?
Well, we went to me, Mike, and Mariana, and some others went to
Mike gave it to you.
But they didn't get sick. Nobody I talked to that night got sick. And then we got some like food afterwards, and nobody there got sick. So I don't know. Maybe I just picked it up at the grocery store.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's one thing that you didn't intentionally add to cart.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. And then I've been in my apartment pretty much nonstop for the last week and a half, 2 weeks almost. So.
Wow. Fun. Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah, I'm like cabin fever from Muppets.
Yeah, I mean, at least you can still get work done, which is nice.
Yeah, exactly. Although, like, I had nothing in me for making a video last week. I was like,
yeah,
I downloaded some videos and stuff and like tried to get through some sermons, but it was like, no, mm-hmm. But getting there now. Probably have a Valentine's Day app out. So, but let's, speaking of Valentine's Day, you ever donate sperm?
Not yet.
No.
Well,
you don't have any little ones running around out there?
Not that I am aware of.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Are we talking about sperm donation today?
Yeah, we're talking about a specific
sperm man. Lord. Sperm yeah. man.
Yeah, but let's first talk about sperm. It's going to be a spermy episode. Let's first talk about artificial insemination.
Does God have sperm?
Yeah. I think so, right? Because how else did he impregnate Mary?
Magic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I guess in a way, sperm is kind of magic, right?
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen to that.
You got
to
wonder that. And that is artificial insemination, right? Mm-hmm. God making Mary have a baby.
Yeah, because they didn't actually bang.
No, did this they bang? Is the... maybe they did.
In Mormonism, they banged, I think. But I don't really? Think in regular Christianity, they banged.
In Mormonism, they have a chapter devoted to them fucking?
Yeah, well, I guess God came down as a person and then banged Mary. And, yeah.
Did he tell her she was God and that's why they banged?
Yeah, I think so. Like, hey, I'm God. I'm going to impregnate you now.
I'm just going to raw dog you and dump it inside. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm God. It's cool. Oh,
but the first known artificial insemination was in 1790.
Oh, wow.
John Hunter impregnated a linen draper's wife.
Okay.
But I don't know how he did that. Maybe with some linens. But I assume they use linens.
This just sounds like he just had sex with this guy's wife.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So far.
And then, yeah, the next known case is in 1884. Mm-hmm. William Pancoast was a professor. And he took a sample from his best-looking student. And he inseminated a woman.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, he's like, hey, you're a good looking guy. Can I get some of your seed? So he gets sperm from this guy. And then one of his patients they were having trouble conceiving. So he put the woman under and then he inseminated her. And then he told the husband, this is our secret. You know, you guys later have sex, and then eventually she'll be pregnant.
Wait. Okay. We're glossing over a lot here that I think that really needs to be addressed. So he just picked a student who he thought was really hot, took their sperm, found a lady who was having fertility troubles, drugged her, put her under, inseminated her against her will, and then told the husband to lie to her about it and just said that he did it.
Yeah, exactly. And then 25 years later, they're like, guess what? This is actually this guy's kid.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did the guy find out? The guy who gave it is
That's goo? A good question. I don't know.
Because like,
probably just busy being really good looking.
What would you do like if you were in school and your professor's like, hey, I think you're a very attractive person. Can I have some of your semen? What would you do?
I just picture he's like, Chad from SNL.
Okay.
I was like, okay. Yeah,
you think so? You think that's what it would be like?
Oh, sweet. Yeah, actually, I have a cup right here. Is that good?
Oh, yeah. I already got a couple jars.
It's a good question, though. Like, was it like, is this for science or are you just curious?
I mean, even if it was for science, I don't think I would. I'd be like, maybe once we graduate.
Yeah.
I don't really like the thought of my professor having jars of my cum.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that idea. But
I mean, I don't.
Who
really
knows what my professors have of me? So
that's true. Well, Bible College was different, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
they collected everything there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then in 19 1930s, a British obstetrician named Mary Barton founded one of the first fertility clinics, and she used her husband's sperm to inseminate people, and they had hundreds of kids. And then, you know, later on, it was more done by donations. But for a long time, like up until the 80s and 90s even, it wasn't, you had to have a fresh supply. So it wasn't the frozen stuff we know today.
Yeah.
So it was like, and so there's this documentary, and we'll talk way more about it, but called Our Father, which is kind of the basis, my inspiration for this episode. But they talk in there about how like the nurse would go over to the school. A med student would give the sample in a little like vial, and then she would put it in her bra to keep it warm when she went back to the to the clinic to impregnate.
What the fuck? Why wouldn't you just have the student come over to the clinic?
Yeah, that's probably a better idea.
I mean, if you're going to be doing that anyway, why do you have to like slip it in your between your titties and
like
is that to like entice the student or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Cut out the middle boob.
Yeah, well, the middle boob was in Total Recall, right?
Right. Yeah. but that was a documentary about another guy who fathered many children.
Is this about that guy who was just like Okay.
Yeah, Donald Lee Klein was his name, Dr. Klein. And this guy is a fucking creep. Have you ever been to a doctor's office where they have a bunch of Bible verses on the wall?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
There was a walk-in clinic in Etobicoke that I went to for a while when I lived there. Mm-hmm. And they always had like these embroidered or what, like cross-stitch, that's the word, Bible verses all over the wall. And I always thought that was weird because it's like, isn't this like science based?
But well, I mean, I guess there are a lot of scientists who reconcile it with their faith. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, the doctor's office I go to now also has acupuncture in the same clinic. So I guess it's like...
Yeah. I've seen that at like massage therapists. They'll have that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think like, having your Bible verses on the wall just is a little like, I don't know. It's not necessarily culturally sensitive to other people's beliefs at all. Like,
yeah, it's, if you have people
who aren't Christian there. I mean, I don't give a shit what you have on the wall, but
yeah. And he had like verses about just Bible verses and things like that, but also like things about you have to be a Christian in order to be saved and like very, very preachy stuff.
Like saved by him.
Saved by him, medically? I guess so. Yeah.
Are you a Christian? Bad. There's some cum.
He was born in 1938, a former American medical doctor of obstetric.
Obstetrician?
Gynecologist. Yeah. And a Air Force veteran.
Was he performing on the female planes?
I guess so. So as of now, he's known to have 94 children.
94?
Yeah. Lots of questions, obviously, of why he would do this, because he would get the donations. He told the his patients that everyone who donated would donate a maximum of 3 times, so that there wasn't a bunch of relatives running around out there. And if it wasn't for, like, the website 23andMe, he probably would have gotten away with it.
Wow.
It wasn't until, like, people started doing that, and then it finds your relatives. And then, so, Jacoba Ballard was the first one to figure this out. And she, you know, went on 23andMe, and then it said she had 10 siblings, 10 half-siblings. She's like, that's weird. And then she talked to her parents, and...
Would that be 10 half-siblings who have also used 23andMe kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So at that point, it was just like other siblings who would use 23andMe. And then it's like, hey, look, these three. And so first, obviously, it's like, well, that's a mistake. 23andMe sucks. But and then the more she looked into it, they all had that connection with Dr. Klein. And yeah, and it grew and it grew, and like more and more people found. And so like some people, it was the fact that, you know, the parents went in there and it was the father couldn't conceive, or, you know, create sperm, so they had a donation. Yeah. Others, it was like they're having trouble conceiving, but they used artificial insemination with the father's. They thought they were using the father's sperm, so they thought it was like 100%. This is biologically our child, and he still used his own.
So like, why would you? Why, like, why?
Yeah, and what, that's
what's the drive for doing
that's
this?
That's the question, right? Like, because so he's never, I mean, at first he denied. And then he was like, please don't tell the media. Like, there's a lot of recordings of him calling his biological daughter and being like, no, please don't tell the media. It's going to break up me and my wife. I'm an elder at my church. It's going to ruin my life. I'm
good. You know, it should.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah. And the thing is, he always used this verse, which was Jeremiah 1, verse 5.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
That's exactly the verse. He would always use that. I personally, like, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when somebody quotes Jeremiah. Because, so they're all promises. It's a prophecy.
Okay.
To Jeremiah. And so, like, in the Old Testament, the Israelites are exiled, and they want to get back to Israel. And so there's these different people in the later half of the Old Testament that are, like, the prophets of God that are trying to get people back to Israel. Yeah. And Jeremiah, it's all promises about him and why he is a very good person who's going to bring all these people back. And so God's giving him all these things, like, motivation almost, like, you're special, like, you're a cool guy, and they're all aimed at him or at Israel, but mostly at him. But now people take it and they apply it to everyone, and they say that because it sounds like these uplifting verses, like Jeremiah 29,
saying, like, Jeremiah is a stand-in for humanity is like what right?
Yeah, so like Jeremiah 29:11 is the big one you hear all the time, which is, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. But obviously, you know, people have been harmed and people have not prospered, so it's either not about them, or even if it was, it can't be about everybody, because not everybody has, you know, has
also happened. Also, like, how do you, I got plans for you, plans, big plans.
Yeah.
Not to hurt you.
Yeah.
No.
Don't worry about that.
To help you. But I got plans. Don't you worry. Like, that's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. But.
Okay.
But this guy used Jeremiah 1:5 to tell his, you know, plethora of children that you know, this is all part of God's plan. And this verse is, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So, but mostly, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart.
And so he was trying to make, like, little cult members.
Yeah, and he was like, well, that's just God's, I don't know why this happened, but God, you know, God has his promises. And it's like, you do know why this happened, because you're the one who did this.
Yeah.
Like, and he always just played it like he was just as much a victim as them.
Yeah. I mean, not to like downplay the terrible crime that this person committed, but like, I'm also just like imagining it's like an I Love Lucy situation with like the chocolate backing up kind of thing, where like all the sperm falls on the ground and they're like, we got to get it in surgery. He's like, oh, and he's like rushing to collect it, and it's all over the plate. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like a steamed ham thing. What if I used my own?
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
But so as people are coming forward, they're like, well, what can we do? Like, what actions can we take? And apparently this isn't illegal, or it wasn't at this point. So this is like 2015 and 2015. And they're like, yeah, no, there's really no laws about this.
But, yeah, okay. But are they able to come after them for like child support or anything like that? Like,
nope. So what they have now, they have sued, and people have paid, like he has paid different people in different lawsuits. So he has been sued a number of times, and there have been lawsuits.
Okay.
That he's had to pay a lot of money, and they have passed laws since then in some states, but there's still no federal law against this. So, but, and they're like, this is obviously sexual assault. How is this not sexual assault? Like, this is, this is without their consent. You're putting somebody else.
A strange dude's come inside somebody.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And have you seen the movie The Switch?
With
Jason Bateman? Okay. It's basically, so Jason Bateman's in love with Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston goes to a fertility clinic, and but he switches it out with his own. And it's a romantic comedy, and it's like, oh, zany things happen. But it's like, no, he assaulted her. You know, that's without her consent. And so that's pretty gross. But they played it off as for laughs, but it's not really a, you know, funny situation.
Who wrote that movie?
What's that?
Who wrote that?
Oh, movie? Actually, that was a guy named Dr. Bonald Blind. It was his way.
That movie came out in 2010.
What's that?
2010. That movie came out.
Yeah,
that's wild.
And but he ended up, the only thing he got charged with was he lied. He lied to, when in the early investigations he said no, he didn't use his own sperm ever. And so he got charged for obstruction of justice, and that's the only thing he was ever charged for. And he was already retired at this point, so they couldn't really take his medical license away, but they should. I'm sure he can never get a job again, but still, like,
I mean, I hope it ruined his life after, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm sure everyone supported him and they believed the spin that he put on it.
Yeah. And like, I think he's still with his wife. That was his big concern. And I don't know, maybe he's probably still involved in his church. They believe he's forgiven.
That's what I'm saying. They probably believe the spin. It's like, oh, he was just, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
The former doctor, Donald Klein, used to be an elder with the church. People there did not know the extent that Klein used his own semen in some patients until our report in 2016. Current elders say he admitted to them that he was unethical with this practice, but because he showed remorse, they did not take any disciplinary action within the church at that time. But since then, the elders say that they realize Klein only admitted to a small fraction of what he did and now understand the extent of what happened. If they knew everything back then, he would have been removed. Klein has started attending another church within the last year.
Yeah. And he always talked before all this came out that So when he was a young man, he was driving along and a kid jumped out in front of his car and he hit the kid and the kid died. And he always said after that, that's why he got into fertility, because he wanted to, like, this tragic accident, like, really affected him and he wanted to help people have kids. But it's like, did he want, did he feel bad for taking one kid's life? So he wanted to put 100 of his own kids in the world.
Yeah. It's like a take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah. And other people like talk about the fact that he used Jeremiah 1:5 a lot, as also the Quiverful movement uses that verse a lot. And so, like, and their whole thing is just getting as many white Christian babies out into the world, or white Christian people out into the world, you know.
Like, my problem with that, though, is, like, even if you believe that you're getting more white Christian babies out,
yeah,
you don't have any say in their upbringing or
exactly
how they're raised, so...
Yeah.
There's no guarantee one way or the other what they're going to be brought up like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And some people have speculated, because, you know, he's blonde hair, blue eye. All the kids are blonde hair, blue eyes. Like, if there's, like, some racism there,
right.
It's like, yeah, we, you know, that Aryan kind of thing. But again, he's never really said what his reasoning is.
Probably won't.
It was just a compulsive thing, and he probably will never say. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did lose his license in 2018. So that, you know, that's a good thing. But
okay, so he did lose it. That's good.
Yeah, he did lose his license. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is, like, there was one person in the documentary who was like, God forgives him. He, you know, he made some mistakes, but God's a forgiving God, and he's going to... So, obviously...
Yeah. I love that. I love that mentality, that no matter how much of a huge... piece of fucking shit you are, no matter how horrible and awful a person you are, so long as you just believe, then you're forgiven for everything.
Yet
if you're if you're an amazing person who does everything well, if you don't believe, you're fucked. Like, that is so messed up.
Oh, it's so fucked up. The gross thing, too, is, according to one article I was looking at, he's not the only one who's done this shit.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
There's at least 44 other doctors who have done the same thing. 44.
At least 44.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, 23andMe and sites like that are probably, like, revealing all this now, but, like... It's just disgusting that they thought they'd get away with it. They thought this was okay. Yep. So that's, in a nutshell, Sperm Man,
Dr. Cum.
Dr. Cum. Any other thoughts on justification of, or Christianity and justifying horrid behavior, just this guy in general?
Well, again, I mean, I feel like a lot of the things that, Christianity will justify are a lot of sex crimes.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that, because a lot of these things are happening to women by a man, is another reason that it's just kind of like, it's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, 100%.
So a lot of misogyny, and then, like, ignoring sexual assault, and justifying the actions of horrible people who claim to be pious and good.
Yeah.
It's all just gross.
Yeah. And, yeah. And the fact that it wasn't a crime, I mean, I know, like, some things, the technology makes it so, like...
it's a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, technology makes it, some, like, as things go, like, at one point they had to be like, oh, yeah, revenge porn, that should be illegal. And then they passed laws to make it illegal. But before that, it was like, well, it just wasn't a thing we knew about. And this is one thing where it's like, okay, well, now we know that this happens and should be illegal. Like, I think it should already be covered under, like, current sexual assault laws. Because, like, if you, and this is gross, but if you're, like, just to throw, like, on the street and you walk up to somebody and throw your stuff at them, you're going to get arrested for sexual assault. Like, how is this any different?
I think impregnating someone with it is borderline rape.
Yeah. Oh, I think so, too. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Yeah.
And you have proof, like DNA test your kid.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't authorize that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about people who are good then.
All right.
Let's talk about our patrons.
Jesus Christ, our Lord. And, oh, our patrons. Right.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Bible study. Today we're studying the beautiful story of God in the Bible and all the people God impregnated.
Spoiler alert, God is good. God is great.
He's so great in the Bible. So,
yeah, I mean, so I know beautiful. I didn't want to ruin the book for anybody, but
yeah,
had to let you know.
Yeah, there's that beautiful story where Lot's daughters get Lot really drunk, and then they have their way with them because they want to get pregnant.
Wish they were my daughters, probably. That's what everyone's thinking right now.
Yeah, when they read that,
right? Yeah,
verse,
probably
like a holy Bible.
Oh, a holy Bible indeed.
Yeah, kind of gross actually. Think about it.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah. But first, should we pray for
some? Yes, we have some people to pray for today. We want to pray for our friends, MC Racy, Christy. Let's not forget Matt and Andrew. And last but not least, Paige.
And I have a huge prayer request for Marina.
Oh.
Marina's been, you know, jet set sailing around the world and just high-fiving people all over planet Earth, but not documenting how many people they're high-fiving. And it's like, that's great. I'm really glad you're doing that, but you could be going for a world record. Like, you could be really accomplishing something, but they just keep saying, oh, this is for my own, you know, pleasure. For my own self-worth to go around and just high-five everyone I meet and, you know, seeing how many people I can high-five around the world. It's like, that's great, but just keep track, you know?
Yeah. The world needs to know.
We're just going to lift up Marina and we're going to lift up everybody else.
Lift them up high.
Hot air balloon in the sky to Jesus.
Get us all closer to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Speaking of Jesus Christ, God, Lord, should we do some Christian rock lyrics?
I'd love a rock lyric of the Christian persuasion.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Okay, so this song is called Always. You know, like that Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, I was going to say like the feminine hygiene product.
Oh, yeah, like that. Or from Harry Potter when he goes, always. Snape?
I don't remember.
Dr. Snape said always at one point.
Right. Okay.
I'm
sure he did, but.
This is from a band called Seventh Day Slumber.
Oh, because on the seventh day he rested.
Yes, exactly. And this is a bad, terrible song. It's like. So it's from 2008, and it sounds like it's a Christian band from 2008. That's how bad it is. You know, it's like if you were to be like, what genre is this and what year did it come out? You'd be like, oh, that is a Christian rock song from 2008. So it's pretty bad.
Cool.
And it goes like this. I'll never find the words to say how beautiful you are, my son. And every day that this life brings, you have to know how much you're loved. Even when I'm far away, I will dream of you tonight. I will pray to God to bless your life always, always. As you grow and start to change, I will love you just the same, always, always. And when you feel like giving up, I will walk you through the pain. And when you feel like life's too much, remember Jesus is your strength, always. And then it goes on and talks about how he's just going to be the best dad ever. To his little son.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It was a little creepy, like he was trying to fuck his son for the first bit, and then it just kind of got like, all right, cool, I guess. But it was also kind of like, also seemed to be like, oh, you're pretty sad and depressed, but don't worry, Jesus is here for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the way to go about it.
Here, I'm going to be rocking out with my Christian man, so with I won't really Christian see you that much, but out. Just remember that. Just remember that Jesus is there, so I don't really need to be, but I'll write the song about you. I'm going to be fucking church girls, and yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Amen. What a bad song.
Yeah.
What's the name of this band?
Seventh Day Slumber.
Yeah, I'm going to Seventh Day Slumber through this one, let me tell you.
Yeah. It's like one of those songs you put on when you want to fall asleep, except for it's so bad it keeps you awake.
I've definitely had that. You put on a playlist to sleep and you're like, this is not doing what it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. No, I did that last night. Like, usually I'll put on like just whatever music. It's kind of low. But last night I put it on. It was like Nirvana. Okay, that doesn't really work. Oh, and here we go. That's Smashing Pumpkins. Great. And some of
why,
them,
why yeah. are you just you're just playing grunge music?
Yeah, it was just like all 90s music. I'm like, okay, this isn't working. I like some Smashing Pumpkins would be good. I almost said Smash Man, but
Smashing Pumpkins.
You know, so I switch it up and I put on some Explosions in the Sky.
Fireworks? You just put on the band. A playlist of fireworks.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But folks, we gotta keep it short. Well, we're done anyway, so
yeah.
You've all been wonderful. Bye.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.